finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
This is John Batchelor. Conversation with my colleague, Benjamin Talibu, of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, asking the Biden administration rhetorically what it has accomplished since 2021, removing the Houthis of North Yemen from the terrorist list and now putting them back on. What has been created in those 3 years? The Red Sea attacks are part of the story. Benham is very pointed about the mystery of the Biden administration's intentions with the Houthis. Is it ready to shut them down? Is it looking to intimidate by hitting launch missile strikes? Here's Benjamin Mentalablu.
What did you accomplish? What political goal did you have for Yemen? What did you turn Yemen into from 2021 to 2024 when you took them off the list? What did you buy? It seems to me the only thing the administration bought is time for the Houthis to rearm with the most destabilizing long-range strike capabilities we have seen in the hands of any proxy in this entire axis of resistance. So an own goal is an own goal. It seems like now the administration is so risk-averse that it doesn't want to do anything beyond going after several things, beyond going after several weapons platforms. And that's because it's cognizant that it does not have a political strategy. And to think that they would create one that would be risk tolerant and not risk averse in an election year when the past track record has been everything we've just said, well, find me that person and let them know about the bridge I'm selling.
Much more of this later.